President Biden is carrying some of his top priorities, such as climate and tax reform, to Europe.
In Washington, of course, he's had trouble getting his own party to agree on those very things. Now, this is a five-day trip. Biden lands in Rome, the first stop tonight. It is worth noting he was supposed to leave earlier this morning, but he delayed. A leadership aide says he's going to be meeting with House Democrats this morning instead.
Yeah, there seemed to be this burst of optimism that this thing could be finished by the time Biden hit the road, but he remains in this tough balancing act he's been in all along, trying to convince skeptical moderate senators to go along with a plan that is currently somewhere, we don't know exactly where, south of $2 trillion. In order to do that, he has to keep shrinking the bill and cutting out or limiting key parts of it, and of course, the more it shrinks, the more progressives who campaigned on this agenda are getting angrier and angrier, so Biden has a lot more selling to do. As I mentioned, he's heading to Capitol Hill this morning. He'll speak from the White House as well before he flies to Rome. And we can expect the message to focus on what's still in the bill. Last night he tweeted, universal preschool, historic climate investments, lower healthcare costs, they're all within our reach. Let's bring these bills over the finish line, seeming to target that message directly to Democrats who may or may not vote on this plan in the coming days.
Now, one of the big Biden priorities that seems to have been dropped in the package, at least for now, is a paid family leave. What happened with that?
Yeah, this is a really good example of the types of things that are hard for progressives to swallow here. Biden had campaigned on the idea of broad progressive changes to the social safety net. You know, in the early months of his administration, he seemed to welcome these comparisons to the New Deal when it came to the scope of his ambition. And paid family leave was a high-profile example of that, something the U.S. trails the developed world on, something that was a major lifeline for people who had it during the pandemic, but the proposal went from 12 weeks down to 4, and now, according to most reports, it is now dropped entirely from the bill. And that's all about getting Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, two moderate senators with a lot of concerns about spending, to vote for this.
So if he doesn't have a deal at home, how might all of that affect his ability to get things done in Europe?
Yeah, a lot of these policies tie to the big themes that Biden is meeting with world leaders on. The G20, it's all about finances, trying to get a global minimum tax. And, of course, the UN climate summit is all about reaching big, ambitious climate goals. Biden has talked up a lot about ambitious goals, but he needs to get something passed, especially after years of promises that the U.S. has made at these summits and hasn't quite delivered yet.
What are some of the highlights of the president's overseas agenda?
Yeah, Biden has two big meetings tomorrow. The first is with Pope Francis at the Vatican. Biden is, of course, just the second Catholic American president. He and Francis have a lot of shared goals, including climate. That's one of the things they're going to talk about. Then Biden has a second meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron. It's kind of a makeup meeting of sorts. They seem very happy to see each other when Biden met Macron this summer during his first trip to Europe. A lot of warm handshakes. Macron said he was glad to have an American president, quote, back in the club. Since then, though, Biden really upset the French president. There was a deal that he cut with Australia to share nuclear technology. There's complicated twists and turns, but it ended up really hurting France because Australia canceled a major submarine contract with France. Macron was enraged to the point where he recalled France's ambassador to the U.S. Biden and Macron have since talked on the phone. This meeting will be a key step in repairing some real damage that was done to America's oldest alliance.